From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. government was ill-prepared for the September 11th attacks and missed numerous chances to disrupt them. That conclusion from today's final report of the 9/11 Commission.
The commission says the Clinton and Bush administrations, as well as the media and the public, share responsibility for not taking the growing terrorist threat seriously, and the panel wants a major and prompt restructuring of intelligence efforts.
In this half hour, we'll talk with two of the 9/11 commissioners, have reaction from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and hear from the widow of a victim of the attacks.
We'll start our coverage with this overview from NPR's Pam Fessler.
The panel's 567-page report includes elaborate detail about the events leading up to and on the day of the attacks, a day the commission says transformed a nation. The report talks extensively of the growing al-Qaeda threat and the relative ease with which 19 hijackers entered the country and were able to carry out their plans. The commission says the attacks may have been a shock, but that they should not have come as a surprise, that it was no secret al-Qaeda was intent on killing large numbers of Americans. If there was anything that emerged from the commission's lengthy investigation, says Chairman Thomas Kane, it was that the nation suffered from a lack of imagination.
We did not grasp the magnitude of a threat that had been gathering over a considerable period of time. As we detail in our report, this was a failure of policy, management, capability, and above all, a failure of imagination.
The commission says there were numerous occasions when the terrorist plot might have been disrupted. Kane noted that two of the hijackers were being monitored by the Central Intelligence Agency, but that those who guarded the nation's borders were not informed. He noted that officials did not link the arrest of student pilot Zacharias Moussaoui with heightened concerns about an impending attack during the summer of 2001. While the commission faulted the secrecy with which much of the government operated prior to 9/11 and still operates today, it says Americans were basically blind to the possibility that terrorists would launch such a major assault inside the United States. Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton says it was a fault shared by both the Bush and Clinton administrations, which produced several presidential daily briefs, or PDBs, warning of the threat.
All of us had signals, and we simply did not put them together to understand that terrorism was the predominant national security threat to the United States. You didn't have to have access to PDBs or secret information to figure that out.
To help correct some of the problems, he says, the government needs to make major changes. The commission is calling for a new director of national intelligence who would oversee the nation's massive intelligence operations, which are now spread among 15 different agencies. It also proposes the creation of a new national counterterrorism center in the White House to coordinate the collection and analysis of intelligence. The commission says Congress has to exercise greater oversight over counterterrorism activities and that technological improvements are required to ease the sharing of information throughout the government. The panel also says it found no evidence that either Iraq or Iran were involved in the 9/11 attacks, but that the government should look further into ties between Iran and al-Qaeda. President Bush, who received a copy of the report this morning, says he looks forward to studying the panel's findings and working with Congress on the proposed recommendations. Democratic challenger John Kerry also issued a statement calling for quick action on the report. But what will actually happen to the proposals is very much in question. Kane and Hamilton say they're pleased with the reception they've received so far from lawmakers and that they're hopeful for quick action. But Commissioner Bob Kerry, a former Democratic senator, says he isn't so sure.
I would call myself hopeful but not optimistic that these changes will be enacted prior to another terrorist attack on the United States, regrettable though that may be.
Kerry notes that the most important proposals, including the creation of a new national intelligence director, would require officials in existing agencies to give up power, and that those kinds of changes are never easy to make. But Chairman Kane said inaction could imperil many more Americans.
Every expert with whom we spoke told us an attack of even greater magnitude is now possible and even probable. We do not have the luxury of time. We must prepare and we must act.
The panel's 10 members now plan to go on the road as part of a massive lobbying campaign to make sure some action is taken and that their recommendations are not ignored. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.